This is Only a Game. I'm Bill Littlefield. The Hockey Hall of Fame, like other sports halls of fame, is a glittering celebration of heroes and heroic acts within the game the hall commemorates. Nobody's hockey achievements glitter more brightly than those of Wayne Gretzky, who retired in 1999 with a record 894 goals. He broke the previous record, held by Gordie Howe and long considered unbreakable, back in 1994 with goal number 802. That's what goal number 802 sounded like. After the goal, the game was temporarily suspended so the occasion could be celebrated by NHL Commissioner Gary Bettman.
We wish you nothing but a long, continuous career and that you should play long enough to score another 802 goals.
One display in that glittering hockey hall includes 802 pucks, which is about right, exactly right, in fact, in terms of the number with which Gretzky passed Howe. You need to know about that display because therein lies a tale of a visit to the hall told by Wayne Gretzky. He was speaking at a press conference in 2016.
A couple years ago, I took my son, time was 11 or 12, and I had a hat on and just told him, keep your head down. We walked around for 2 hours.
Toward the end of that walk, Gretzky the younger and his record-breaking dad came upon an interactive display where visitors could shoot pucks at a cyber goalie. Few visitors can resist the challenge, or at least young Gretzky couldn't.
We went down to the part where you could actually interact and take some shots. So my son got out there and he was 4 for 5. And so he said, Dad, try it. So I said, okay. And I got out there and I missed the first 3 shots I took.
Which seems impossible, but okay, maybe the great one was a little rusty.
And the young man who was taking care of the line walked over to me and said, sir, if you move your hand down the stick a little bit farther. And I lifted my hat up and I said, can we go get me one of those pucks that are in there? There's 802 up there. My son killed himself laughing and I got out of there.
It's a better story than it would have been if Wayne Gretzky had stepped up to that display and calmly beaten his son's best effort by going 5 for 5, isn't it? A more unlikely story, certainly, but a better one, right? Sure it is.